Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXE 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hutton, and beyond. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Jada, and I'm moving back to Hutton. Woohoo! Be able to spend even more time at the library, and Emily can charge twice the amount of rent.
Yes. And I'm Emily. I already live at the library more or less, but I'm from Hudson and I'm the director of the library. And we're here every week talking about books.
Books you love, books you hate, and bookish things.
And that's what we're going to do today. Our friend Fatia was trying to join us, but has not successfully joined us yet. So hopefully we'll see her later. But if not, we hope she is well and hope to chat with her soon. But I am excited that you're moving back to Hudson. Not that you were very far, but it'll be good to have you even closer.
I'm glad that I get to be here. I'm slowly working my way through Agatha Christie, which is what I decided to talk about. Yeah, I'm usually good about returning things, but lately I've been more busy with school, so next time I come, I'll be able to return it. Agatha Christie's Death on the Nile. So far, I think I've read 10 of her books.
Wow, cool.
Yeah, I've been checking them out. And it's one of her classic murder mysteries. She writes other books, but she's most known for her murder mysteries. And this one's Hercule. I think it's Poirot or something like
Oh,
that.
mm-hmm.
He's a Belgian detective, and one of the running gags, I guess, is that people keep on thinking he's French because he speaks French and has a French accent. They're two different countries, people. And he always gets all offended about it. It's like, I'm a Frenchman.
Yeah, I think Belgium, there's multiple languages that are kind of primary languages there. And so French is one, is it Flemish and Dutch? And I'm sure there's other languages spoken there too, but I feel like there's not like one set, like this is the language of the country. But have you mostly read Hercule Poirot,
Yeah,
Agatha Christie, or have you read other ones as well?
well, I mainly read the Poirot ones because that one they think is her best character. I read two of the Miss Marple ones. They're a bit, fo they're focused more on, just kind of slow-paced gathering evidence instead of more like right there in the action, at least the two that I've read. And as you go on, you can actually see the differences. Like in Agatha Christie's writing, in the Hercule Poirot ones, the first one, they're very, very, very action heavy. And then as you keep going down, they start to go more and more into just not exactly as slow paced as the Miss Marple ones, but they're still very, they're calming down and the pace is slowing. They're still fun to read though. So the book I have now is Death in the Nile. I'll just read the back. The tranquility of a cruise along the Nile was shattered by the discovery that Lynette Ridgway had been shot through the head. She was young, stylish, and beautiful, a girl who had everything until she lost her life. Hercule Poirot recalled an earlier outburst by a fellow passenger. I'd like to put my dear little pistol against her head and just press the trigger. Yet in this exotic setting, nothing is ever quite what it seems. And there's a little blurb on the back. On the inside, there's a large about the author page, but I'm not going to read the whole thing because it's like one full page. So I'll just read this in the back. Agatha Christie is the most widely published author of all time, outsold only by the Bible and Shakespeare. Her books have sold more than 1 billion copies in English and another 1 billion in 100 foreign languages. She died in 1976. She's a really interesting person, and I said to mom I might name one of my kids Agatha, and she's like, "That's an old lady name." And I'm like, "Well, for your information, mom, it's becoming more popular."
Yeah, I think Agatha's a cool name. I like it. I support your choices. I was really into Agatha Christie in high school as well. I read a bunch of her novels back then. I don't think I read as many as you've read so far, but I definitely like collected them and read a bunch of them and really enjoyed it. And then I didn't read her for a while, and then I've kind of in more recent years have occasionally picked one up. I agree though, I do like her Poirot books the best, I think. Although I really liked And Then There Were None, which I don't believe has like a detective. Like it's not Miss Marple, it's not Poirot. And then there's the one where there's, are they siblings? I forget. There's like the, is it Tuppence? Tommy and Tuppence.
Yeah, it is.
But I can't remember if they're siblings or a couple
They're
or
a
just
couple.
partners. They're a couple. Okay. I think I've read one of those.
Me too. It was okay. Not my favorite.
How often do you solve the mystery
I get
when
pretty close, but I don't ever solve it.
you... Yeah. I just remember one specific one where I solved it and I was so proud of myself. I was like so excited because I feel like she does a good job of you thinking that it's this person, but then maybe it's this person, but it's probably not this one, but maybe it's that one, like, and
And
kind
then
of
it's
leading you through
always
it.
the person that we've either already discounted or is so unlikely that it would just be ridiculous for her to choose it. And it's always so fun because there's always multiple of those people, who fall in those two categories.
Yeah. But I do enjoy her books. Do you have a favorite of the ones that you've read so far?
Well, I started with Murder on the Orient Express, and that's a pretty big second. I think. Let's see. I like the ABC murders. That one was a pretty clever one.
Yeah, I liked that one too. The one that I solved is A Murder is Announced. I don't remember who did it, but I remember solving it and being really proud of myself. I feel like with all of them, I don't really remember the whodunit, except for maybe and then there were none. I might remember that one. But I've seen a few like movie adaptations in more recent years of ones that I read in high school, like Death on a Nile and Murder on the Orient Express. And I went into watching the movies not remembering who did it. So I was able to enjoy the mystery for a second time and still not solve it again. But that's cool that you're enjoying those. And she has a lot, so you have
I think she has like
more of one.
60, excluding her short stories and her plays.
Yeah, we have a lot of them at the library.
Not enough. I'm reading them all.
Well, whatever ones we don't have here, I'm sure you can get through the library system. But I think we had most of them at one point. Some may have gone missing or don't know. Well, I have a very different book that I can talk about. So I read, now I can't remember if I talked about this last week. Maybe Fatia remembers. Because I noticed Fatia just joined us. Hi, Fatia.
Hi.
Do you remember if I talked about Super Boba Cafe number two?
I don't think so.
Can't remember. Well, I'll talk about it again if I already talked about it. And maybe after I talk about it, Fatia will be like, oh, yeah, you did talk about that before. But I read a middle grade graphic novel called Super Boba Cafe, Home Sweet, no, not Home Sweet Home, Home See Home. It's by Nidhi Chandani, and it's the second book in the Super Boba Cafe series. So there might be some light spoilers in my description, but I won't give too much away, and I think it'll be okay. And why are you all snoozing on Super Boba Cafe, book one? You know, you snooze, you lose. So this is Home See Home. And so it picks up after the first book. So Super Boba Cafe is the first book. And that features a main character named Arya, who goes to spend, I believe it's a summer, at her nene, her grandmother's boba shop, to stay with her grandmother who owns a boba shop. So she helps out in the boba shop. And the first book, there's a lot about trying to get more business for the shop. So it becomes like a cat cafe where there's cats in the shop and they like play around with flavors and stuff like that. But there's also like a mystery involving an underground dwelling creature and Nene's relationship to that and how that creature affects the city of San Francisco where her grandmother lives. And so Arya gets involved in all of that. So in Home See Home, Arya is back home with her parents, and she has developed some powers after her experience in San Francisco. And she now has some control over water, like can do magical things with water. And she's discovering how those work. But she's also having nightmares about the creature, the underground dwelling creature. And she decides that she needs to go back to San Francisco to her nene's to like resolve whatever is going on, like whatever is creating these nightmares. And so she's able to convince her parents to let her go. Her parents don't know any of the things about the superpowers, about this creature. And so she goes to visit her grandmother, and together they try to figure out what's going on, and they learn a little bit more history of the creature and try to figure out a way to help the creature. So I won't say more than that because I don't want to spoil too much. But I think this series is really fun, and I think a lot of readers of middle grade graphic novels will really enjoy it. I'm hoping there's a book three. That definitely the end of book two leaves not a cliffhanger, but a little bit of a like, what's gonna happen next? Like more to come-ness to it. So I'm sure there will be more, and I will definitely read it because it's fun, and I like the characters. So that's Super Boba Cafe Home Sea Home by Nidhi Chanani, and it's the second book in the series. So I definitely suggest reading Super Boba Cafe first. I think Super Boba Cafe Home Sea Home will be better having read the first one, but I think you could also dive in and it would be okay. You would just have a little catching up to do. And that just came out this month, last month. It came out a couple weeks ago. So you can check that out if it sounds interesting to you. I know Fatia is here now. Hooray! We thought she would come. What did you want to share today, Fatia?
I wanted to share a poem.
Okay.
It's called The Rainbow by Christiana Rossetti. Boats sail on the rivers and ships sail on the seas, but clouds that sail across the sky are prettier far than these. These are bridges on the rivers, as pretty as you please, but the bow that bridges heaven and overtops the trees and builds a road from to sky is prettier far than these.
That's a sweet poem. What drew you to that one?
I know like rainbows, like rainy when like raining like days are not mostly in autumn, but like I wanted to like kind of think like I just like wanted like a poem that was like really unrelated to autumn. So I
Something a
found
little
this
different.
poem.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like a good rainbow. I sort of. There's science, but they're magic at the same time. That's fun. Thank you for sharing your poem. So, we're in the second month of school. I'm wondering if either of you are reading anything interesting for school currently.
I'm just reading the book I have to do for a project for ELA. And yeah,
Is
that's
that
the
the
book
same
I'm
one as
currently
before?
reading. Yes.
Yeah, The Class Act by Jerry Craft. Cool.
I think like this is like my second time reading it, like ever since doing the project. It's a really good book, and like I'm gonna get like really like specific details for my project. And because I'm also curious about the book.
That's fun. Yeah, I feel like for me in school, there were some books that I felt like class projects made them, like it made reading it a worse experience, and some where it made a better experience, and it really depended both on the book and the project, like how those impacted each other. That's why I'm always curious about what people are reading in school, because I have such varied memories of books from school reading from when I was a kid. How about you, Jada? You reading anything for school?
Not currently. We're just doing some poetry and stuff.
Do you have any favorite poets or poems that you've read so far? Nah. Well, if you ever read any good ones, you could share them on the radio like Fatia does. Well, I hope in the months to come that you have some good reading from school as well as free time. Because I know that school reading takes up a lot of reading space too, usually. So it's good when we find some good ones to read. But anyways, I think it's time for us to go for today. I hope everyone out there listening has a great week filled with lots of quality reading time, and we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then.
Happy reading.
Happy reading.
नू जावे हो घोड़ी ना। ਨਾ ਕਿਸੇ ਨੂੰ ਜਾਵੇ ਉਹ ਕੁੜੀ ਨਾਲ ਇਸ਼ਕ ਮਿੱਠਾ ਕੁੜੀ ਨਾਲ ਇਸ਼ਕ ਮਿੱਠਾ ਹੋ ਕੁੜੀ ਨਾਲ ਇਸ਼ਕ ਮਿੱਠਾ ਨਾ ਕਿਸੇ ਨੂੰ ਜਾਵੇ ਕੁੜੀ ਨਾਲ ਇਸ਼ਕ ਮਿੱਠਾ ਹੋ ਮੇਰੀ ਭਾਵੇਂ ਜਿੰਦ ਕੱਢ ਲੈ ਮੇਰੀ ਭਾਵੇਂ ਜਿੰਦ ਕੱਢ ਲੈ ਹਾਏ ਹਾਏ ਮੇਰੇ ਯਾਰ ਨੂੰ ਬੰਦਾ ਨਾ ਬੋਲੀ ਹੋ ਮੇਰੀ ਭਾਵੇਂ ਜਿੰਦ ਕੱਢ ਲੈ ਹੋ ਮੇਰੀ ਭਾਵੇਂ ਜਿੰਦ ਕੱਢ ਲੈ ਮੇਰੀ ਭਾਵੇਂ ਜਿੰਦ ਕੱਢ ਲੈ ਕੱਢ ਲੈ ਖਾਲਾ ਪਾਣੀਏ ਦੇ ਲੱਡੂ ਖਾਲਾ ਪਾਣੀਏ ਦੇ ਗੰਨੇ ਚੂਪ ਲੈ ਜੱਟਾਂ ਦੇ ਪੋਲੇ ਨੀ ਲੱਡੂ ਖਾਲਾ ਪਾਣੀਏ ਦੇ ਲੱਡੂ ਖਾਲਾ ਪਾਣੀਏ ਦੇ ਲੱਡੂ ਖਾਲਾ ਪਾਣੀਏ ਦੇ ਗੰਨੇ ਚੂਪ ਲੈ ਜੱਟਾਂ ਦੇ ਪੋਲੇ ਪਾਣੀਏ ਦੇ ਕੱਲੇ ਨੂੰ ਨਾ ਕੱਲੀ ਟੱਕਰੀ ਕੱਲੇ ਨੂੰ ਨਾ ਕੱਲੀ ਟੱਕਰੀ ਹਾਏ ਹਾਏ ਮੇਰੀ ਜੇਬ ਲੱਡੂਆ ਨੇ ਪਾਰੀ ਕੱਲੇ ਨੂੰ ਨਾ ਕੱਲੀ ਟੱਕਰੀ ਉਹ ਕੱਲੇ ਨੂੰ ਨਾ ਕੱਲੀ ਟੱਕਰੀ ਉਹ ਕੱਲੇ ਨੂੰ ਨਾ ਕੱਲੀ ਟੱਕਰੀ ਹਾਏ ਹਾਏ ਮੇਰੀ ਜੇਬ ਲੱਡੂਆ ਨੇ ਪਾਰੀ ਕੱਲੇ ਨੂੰ ਨਾ ਕੱਲੀ ਟੱਕਰੀ
ਨਾਲ ਗੱਲ ਕਰਦੀ ਹੋਏ ਅੱਖ ਨਾਲ ਗੱਲ ਕਰਦੀ ਓਹੋ ਹੋਏ ਅੱਖ ਨਾਲ ਗੱਲ ਕਰਦੀ ਹਾਏ ਹਾਏ ਉਹ ਪੱਲਾ ਮਾਰ ਕੇ ਬਜਾ ਗਈ ਦੀਵਾ ਅੱਖ ਨਾਲ ਗੱਲ ਕਰਦੀ ਤੇਰੀ ਆਈ